40 artists will be featured in the virtual Winter Showcase. And because it's being done virtually, Jocelyn Scudder, the executive director of the Arts Council, says it'll be the biggest collection of artists in a Winter Showcase. Because they're not able to host the showcase in person, she says they wanted to come up with something nimble, inventive, and experimental. She thinks they've done that. The virtual showcase will be found on their e-commerce site, createpc.org. 100% of all sales, she says, go back to the artist.
It's going to launch on Friday. We're really excited. It's going to run through the end of the month, so people will have an ample time period and opportunity to discover and explore and shop local art.
They'll be doing their best to emulate a live event, and we'll kick things off Friday night at 6 with a Facebook Live event.
We're going to be featuring five artist talks. So five of our participating artists who've been selected in the show are going to be giving us a little studio tour. They're going to be telling us about their process. We have someone who is a painter, a digital artist, a woodworker, and so we have a variety of media represented in this show. And then on Friday, we'll have this live launch event where you can meet some of the artists, get to know them, connect with them, and hopefully you'll be intrigued to explore their art and maybe start a collection.
After Friday, you'll be able to go online and see the pages sorted by artists who will have up to 10 pieces of artwork to sell.
We have sculptures, ceramics, we even have textiles and scarves. So it's artisanal goods and fine art. And then there's also a really huge range of price ranges as well. So I think when I think about a show like this, something that I love to present is there's something for everyone in the show. I think one of our main goals is to highlight the artists and their story.
If a piece is sold, the item will be removed from the artist's page. Items sold will be shipped if they live out of the area. Otherwise, the buyer and the artist will need to decide when and where to pick up the item. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.